Hey, Mamas. I always share parts of my story with the women I coach because I want them to know that I once walked in their shoes and stood where they stand. I know the pain, the complexity of emotions, the decisions that have to be made, and the paralyzing uncertainty of it all. It's why I like guiding them to find their own workarounds and create their own solutions. Change is hard. Transformation is hard. But staying is harder. There have been a lot of mothers in our program recently who are standing on the threshold of moving out of family homes and moving into new life chapters. And there have also been a lot of emotions that have arisen to accompany that journey. Of course there has. Why? Because even though they went out of their marriages, the time spent within the walls of these family homes mattered. Not to get too woo on you, but I think it's a beautiful thing to connect to your home, to care and honor it, and to be grateful. The flip side of that is that feelings will arise when it's time to move on, and that's okay. Actually, that's something to revere. I want to share some of my personal story and a desire to help you maneuver your shifts and moving boxes. It's what I want to talk to you about today. I'm calling this conversation, Home is Where the Mama Is. Hi there, mamas. Welcome to the Intuitive Divorce Podcast. I'm Kristen Noel, certified divorce coach and creator of the Best Self Intuitive Divorce, a game-changing program that transforms the experience and outcomes of divorce, one mother at a time. I call it Divorcing Differently. I'm here each week bringing you a quick message to support, inspire, and empower you to achieve the outcomes you want for yourself and your kids. So, let's dive into today's episode. 20 plus years ago, when my life blew apart, I mean seriously blew apart, every aspect that could break apart did. And I was left devastated, heartbroken, totally overwhelmed, and staring down a divorce. I was even forced to move home with my parents with a small child in tow to lick my wounds, regroup, and figure out next steps, though admittedly, it was hard to see any steps ahead at that time. Even when I began tiptoeing out of this abyss of pain and suffering, I felt like I was standing on wobbly legs. But what motivated me more than anything was my son. Was this the life I wanted to provide for him? Did I want him to see me crumbled in a corner in a pile of tears forever? Was it going to succumb to victimhood and berating his father for the rest of my life? Or was I going to get on with the lifing part? You guessed it, I chose the latter. I will forever remember the day I was visiting a friend in the mountains of upstate New York one weekend when we discovered that a house up the street from her was for sale. It was February, cold, bleak, gray, and uninspiring. And still, we grabbed our coats, ran up the road, and started peeking into the windows of the sweet little house that had been sitting dormant. Suddenly, something stirred within me, a combination of both terror and exhilaration. P.S. That's when you know you're onto something. I could suddenly see us here. I could see a new chapter and a new life emerging. After touring the house with the realtor the next day and immediately making an offer I could barely afford on a wing and a prayer, I made a pact with the house. House, I'm going to fill you with love and life and kids, and dinner parties, and noise, and muddy soccer cleats, a dog, and friends. But you gotta do your part. Hang tight. I can't afford any home repairs. So no problems with appliances, roofs, or furnaces. Besides, I'm moving here from an apartment, and I don't even know what a furnace is all about. I've got a lot to learn. Do we have a deal? She agreed, and I signed on the dotted line. Why am I telling you this? Well, for a few reasons. First off, woo-woo alert. I believe that a house has a soul. When we connect in gratitude for all that we have, all that we're capable of creating, and for all that our house provides us with, we move through life differently. I regularly thank my house as I walk through her rooms. Thank you, beautiful old windows letting sunshine cascade in. Thank you, cozy, cute rooms. Oh, the stories she could probably tell of all who lived within her walls. The joy, the sorrow, the loving, the celebrations, and everything in between. Recently, a few mamas in our coaching community have shared the emotional waves that accompany leaving homes and beginning again. Even when we went out of our marriages, and even if we're excited about new chapters and new beginnings, there is something that stops you in your tracks when you walk through the home that you're leaving for the very last time. It's an ending. The walls hold our memories. Maybe you brought babies home from the hospital in that house. Maybe your kids grew up there. Maybe there was laughter, sorrow, joy, and loss. It's like flipping through the pages of a photo album. The heart pangs because it mattered, and all the life that unfolded there mattered too. But as much as you love your house, it is only the physical container for you. You are the home. You created the memories and will create more, dare I say, even better ones, without all the drama of an unhealthy marriage. As you walk through the empty house for the final time, maneuvering between moving boxes, thank your house. And then imagine it being filled with another family who will care for this house, love it, and live out their own story. Your story isn't over, Mama. It's just beginning. And with a fresh coat of paint, everything feels renewed. You are not defined by your divorce or your house or anything other than how you choose to show up and navigate it all. To feel is to be alive. And as I always say, two truths can coexist. You can feel emotional about leaving and excited about recreating. Honor what you're feeling, what comes up, and acknowledge what matters. Then turn off the lights and close the door behind you. A new chapter begins today. It's not dependent upon the brick and mortar. That's just the physical container. It's dependent upon you, Mama. What do you want to bring to your new home and your new chapter? And equally important, what do you want to leave behind? Envision a scenario. Envision what it feels like to be in a space where you can exhale and be an unedited version of yourself. Are you dancing in the kitchen, being silly with your kids? Are you cuddled in bed reading books and drinking hot chocolate on a Saturday morning? Are you hosting a holiday party? Is your house filled with joy? Go ahead. Explore what it looks and feels like. Then lean into whatever it takes to move towards that vision of what life can be. And remember, you are worthy of that story. Yes, divorce is hard. It's an ending, but it's also a beginning. And an opportunity to live life on your terms. There's so much precious memory making ahead. So get living. Home is where the heart is, and that's you, Mama. Thanks for listening to today's episode, but more importantly, for making this time for yourself. If you're a professional, independent mother facing off with divorce, struggling with your emotions, worried about your kids and your future, and want a better way to navigate it all, I've got two ways to completely change the trajectory of your divorce and your life starting today. The first is our free divorce workshop. In this training, you'll learn the three steps to get off the emotional roller coaster and take control of your divorce so you can save time, money, and heartache for you and your family. Simply go to intuitivedivorce.com/workshop. And the second way is to book a free strategy call with our team, where we'll dive into your situation, your struggles, what you really want, and outline a path to get you there. For a short video and the booking link, go to intuitivedivorce.com/call. Check it out, and I'll see you inside. Now I have a favor to ask you, Mama. If you enjoyed this conversation and were inspired in your own divorce, please subscribe to this podcast so you don't miss future juicy talks. And I'd be so grateful if you'd leave a review so together we can help other mamas walking in the same shoes.